You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're very welcome back to the programme. It's about a year since my next guest was last with us here in studio. John O'Donoghue is based up in North Clare, close to Ballyvaughan, and 12 months ago told us how he had been diagnosed with motor neuron disease, but how this was the impetus to his organisation of the Reindeer Run, which he wanted to be an annual fundraiser for the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. It is an annual fundraiser because it returns this weekend to North Clare and also to his native County Kerry. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
How are you, first of all?
I'm good, Gavin. Yeah, I'm in a good place. A slight deterioration in my health, say, from last year. I wouldn't be able to walk as much now and losing a lot of power in my hands. But, otherwise the body is pretty good and the form is good.
The speech is good. I told you that as soon as I, because you and I literally don't believe we have spoken in those 12 months, but the speech is sounding great.
Yeah, the speech is good, which is one blessing. Because someday in the future, it may not go. So that's why I was kind of anxious even to come on this morning, is stay talking as long as I can. And the lungs are good and my chest is good because I had just some tests done a few weeks back. Yeah, and everything is still good there.
Great.
Which is great.
And I wish you continued good health, which is very, very important, obviously. And you don't have to go into any detail you don't want to, but I hope you're able to enjoy life as it is as well at the moment.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Life has changed. Life has changed me, really. It's not what it was, but it's where I am now and I'm enjoying it. Like, obviously, I have to get around in a wheelchair and stuff like that. But it is what it is, and I'm enjoying it and enjoying every day.
Great stuff, and keep it going. Tell me, we go back now 12 months. You told us about the Reindeer Run, which you wanted to become, as I've said in my introduction, an annual fundraiser for the Motor Neuron Disease Association, who have been very helpful to you. How was last year's event?
Last year's event went off incredibly well. We exceeded our expectations, really. Like, when I met you and you asked me the same day, you said, have you any figure in your head? What we thought would raise, and I thought if we could raise over 10,000, it would be great. But in the end, we raised over 46,000.
Wow.
Which was fantastic. Well, yeah, it was fantastic, really. It was just so well supported. It was just unreal.
And it is, as the name suggests, it's a walk or a run. I mean, we have plenty of them about the place. Why do you think it was such a success?
I don't know. I suppose maybe it got kind of personal and stuff like that. And I had a lot of good friends behind me that supported me and people I'd worked with down through the years. And it was just a great buzz in the day. Anyone that came along really enjoyed it. And it was just, I suppose, just a catch-up with everyone before Christmas, and the mood was good, and so it was kind of a celebrating day more than a kind of a sad day or anything like that, you know. But it was just a super success.
And I'm delighted to hear it as well. And I suppose when it was such a success, you had to bring it back in 2018.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That was always the intention. It mightn't been as big a scale as last year, but I think it'll still be well supported. And it's a great cause. Like if you go back a couple of months ago, there's a priest in Dublin, Father Tony Coote, who walked from Donegal to Cork. And, like, that was a super success. And I suppose it's all the money goes for funding for the IMNDA. And it's terrible, really, that people have to do stuff like that to get noticed and to raise money. It's just a pity that the government don't put in more money behind it, like, you know, a priest that's kind of just got such bad news, and then he gets up and he does a fundraiser and walks the length of the country, which is fantastic. Like,
yeah, we spoke with him on the program. He has some family links to Ennis, I understand, but the journey that you mentioned, I know it was covered in a TV documentary, but it travelled through County Clare, and he was getting huge crowds of support and did a really good job in raising not only money but awareness as well, which in your own way in your own way, that's what you did as well last year. I mean, we'll obviously, from a parochial point of view, focus on the fact that the walk on Saturday morning starts at the Flaggy Shore, but on Sunday afternoon in Carhardaniel, your native Carhardaniel down in Kerry, they'll be gathering for the same sort of event again.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is fantastic.
What has the Motor Neurone Disease Association meant to you? In what way have they supported you, I suppose, John?
They're a great help, really. They're always at the end of the phone and they can give you equipment. And they're like, even at the very start, they were there to give counselling and stuff. Because when you get a diagnosis like that, it hits you bad. And
sure.
they put things in place then that help you get through it and help you live with it. So it helps you live with the disease. It makes a difference to your standard of living.
And doing so for, I know, a few hundred different people right across the country as well. So the event here in Clare, as I say, Saturday from 9 and in Kerry, Sunday from 2 o'clock. You'd love people to take part?
Absolutely. People come out and take part and enjoy the day. Everyone should really appreciate their health and appreciate what they can do. Like I'm in a situation now that my walk has gone very bad and I'm just with a walker. People should appreciate what they got in life. They can get if you're healthy enough to get up Saturday morning and do the walk, or Sunday in Kerry, like, just get up and do it. I'd love to be able to do it myself. But that's the way it is. Yeah. People should just appreciate what they've got.
Well put indeed. How can people take part? Is it just a case of showing up on the day, John, or do you want people to register?
Just people show up on the day. There'll be bucket collections. There's a Facebook page, Reindeer Run for MND, and there's an online donation on that. So, yeah, if anybody, there'll be buckets on the day and you can hand over your money or else do it online.
Reindeer Run for MND on Facebook. John O'Donoghue, happy Christmas.
Yeah. Thanks a million, Gavin.
You're very welcome. Look after yourself. All the best, sir. Take care.
Cheers. Thank you.